USA Radio News.
The family of an American who is under arrest in Russia for spying charges fear for his safety. Brother David Whalen says Russia detained 48-year-old retired Marine Paul Whalen last week while he was in Moscow, and officials are calling it a spy mission. David Whalen says he'll have to trust the Russian lawyers to represent his brother, Paul.
We will go along with the embassy's recommended list, and hopefully Paul will find a lawyer that will be able to help him through the criminal allegations that Russia has alleged.
Democrat Gretchen Whitmer was sworn in as Michigan's 49th governor. She pledges to work with Republican majorities in the state Senate and House.
Divided government might make solving problems harder, but not impossible. We need to come together now, not as Democrats and Republicans, but as Michiganders.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The changing of the years means a new list of banished words has been released. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at this year's edition.
It's the 44th annual list of words that the authors at Lake Superior State University in Michigan believe should be banished from the American lexicon. And this year's list includes the words wheelhouse, collusion, ghosting, and legally drunk, as well as the phrase wrap my head around. There are about 10 other words on the list this year. It's been comprised of nominations from around the world since 1977 and has over 1,000 entries. The full list is available online at the university website. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. military deleted and apologized for a New Year's Eve tweet which joked about bombing America's enemies. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A record 20 states are raising the minimum wage, giving 5 million people a raise. But what are the consequences of that raise, and how will it affect the economy moving forward? Zane Tanhill is a restaurant franchisee owner. He says this minimum wage may look good on the surface, but he also tells Fox News.
Well, I think there's going to be a huge consolidation within the space. Restaurant business is in a little different state than the rest of the retail industry in that our margins are paper thin. Our maximum ticket in an Applebee's, for instance, is $15-$18. So compare that to the retail space where you're selling, I don't know, an iPhone for $500, $1,000. Obviously, your margin on $1,000 is a little better than on $18. A. B. It's really good, I guess, in terms of the people that are working, but there'll be no doubt there's a huge consolidation in the labor market. Technology, I always say, minimum wage increases are technology's best friend.
Tanhill believes instead of a server coming up to you, you might see
pads scrolling down, doing most of the tasks that a server would ordinarily do, are moving more and more towards the consumer. Don't forget, we buy gas, we swipe a card at the gas pump. We buy groceries in a grocery store, we hit our card on the groceries. Now when we pay our bills in a restaurant more and more, you're seeing the swipe the card at the table.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.